I interviewed classic chemical engineering companies. That's all that was available then. Oil companies, chemical companies. I went on 11 interview trips. I got 10 or 11 offers. I think 10 out of 11, maybe 11 out of 11. At that time, chemical engineering was so hot, you know. I actually formed a company with a guy I was sharing a lab with, and with two guys I was sharing a lab with, and a fourth guy who was in materials. We formed a little company to write a book on how to recruit MIT PhD students.
That
And
was very entrepreneurial.
we put on our board of directors the head of the MIT placement office, and we made up, you know, we called it tech something or other, tech recruiting. We had stationery, and we sent it out to the Fortune 500 or the S&P 500 or whatever. The guy from Allegheny Ludlum Steel, who was on the MIT corporate, and we were charging them, I think, $500 or $1,000 for this book. They wanted it, and we sent it to the chairman of the board of every company. And he wrote the chairman of the MIT Corporation saying, "What the hell is this? You know, don't we give you enough to MIT? You're going to charge us another $1,000?" And what caught his eye was the fact that the head of the placement was our chairman of the board or something. Well, the short story is he got fired because of that. We got chastised. We were brought in and said, "Don't tread on MIT's name. Don't use it in vain. Don't make use of it, period." We said, "Okay." So we went back. We didn't do anything. We sent letters out. We never finished our book. And that was the end of my publishing career in recruiting. But the point was, I was pretty programmed to go do regular chemical engineering. This was just what I happened to be working on. And then I don't know whether, but then I was really liking what I was doing. And I don't know if I was asked, do I want to join the faculty? Or I asked my thesis supervisor, would I have any chance to join the faculty? Or he may have asked me and I said, "Yeah, I've been thinking," but he says, "I think you were. I could figure out you were," or something. I don't know. I think he asked me if I had any interest in that. Based on something I had said, but I'm not honestly sure how it worked, how that happened. But all I know is he then went to the department chairman, and I was told that I could have a position assistant professor here if I wanted when I ended my thesis. And at that time, MIT had a grant from the Ford Foundation, and so they hired a lot of their own students, made them assistant professor and Ford Foundation fellow. Usually that was the kiss of death. That meant we're training you to go outside. And so they were training, you know, a lot of assistants. So I got that. I had it for 1 year. And then the program ended. And I wound up staying. They allowed me to stay. It was a very tense time in those days, I got to tell you, because the percentages were poor. But when I joined the faculty, I had a debate within myself, well, what am I going to do? And do I want to do this biomedical stuff, or and is this really legit, and will they view it as legit? Because I know Merrill was not universally viewed as doing solid work, because he was doing stuff with blood. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? And I think he had commented about it, and I just wasn't sure where it was going to head. And so I felt that I wanted to continue in this direction, but I also had to do good engineering. And so I wanted to pick problems where I could see an engineering component.